This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue.
And welcome back to the 9 o'clock hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. It's looking like we're going to get a freeze tonight, at least in my area. I know in Massachusetts, I live in Lowell, and I know down where I work in Winchester, we're already talking about getting ready for the overnight. So take a look at your conditions for the frost. Anything that's tender, maybe get some sort of blanket over them, some sort of frost protection out there to really prolong the season, because we're 50s all week going forward, but there's going to be some nights it's going to be in the 30s and maybe even some 20s. They're talking, as of right now, and times do change, but it's supposed to be about 27, 28 tonight where I am and in Winchester. So looks like a freeze. So take a look at the mums that you have out on the porch, or any of the pumpkins you have, any of the gourds, that type of thing, and either bring them in or protect them, get some sort of blanket over them just to keep them with that temperature. So it will keep it warmer for the pumpkins and for the plants. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We can go right into the lines. Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Barbara's in Plymouth.
Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. I have just come back from being out of state for 10 years and back to my home here. So I have a garden that's kind of overgrown. And one of my concerns is I have Montauk daisies, which I cleared out. So now they're very long. They're in bloom now. They're very stemmy, you know, long, leggy stems. When's the best time to prune them? And if I do, do I go, you know, right down to the very bottom?
So you can prune them now, or let the frost really take care of them. The major pruning that you want to do for a Montauk daisy is in June or July. That's when you do the heaviest to get them to really do their growth. So you can prune some of the once it, you know, the dead flowers back now, once they, you know, once they're done. But the biggest pruning type is around June. I want to say it's almost like around July 4th is the best time to do it. Usually with a Montauk daisy, every 3 to 5 years is when you want to actually split them. So it might have been a number of years that they're in there. So maybe in the spring might be a time to split them to create more plants. It seems sometimes what happens with them is they get leggy. The underneaths don't look so great. They just
That's
are too wide,
right now.
Too wide versus being more of that compact look for you. So in the spring, I'd definitely suggest splitting them, so you can get more plants in the area instead of just having them in one spot.
And do I cut it? How far down do I cut them? Do I prune them down to?
So right now you're not going to do a heavy pruning, right, like all the way down to the ground. That June, July pruning, that's when you would do the heavier pruning, where you could get them down almost, you know, a couple inches from the ground. Right now it's more of just to get rid of the old blossoms, get rid of that type of thing. Really, like I said, the bigger pruning is later on, not at this time.
Okay. Can I ask you another question?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, I know you were just talking about the hydrangeas. Now, I have three hydrangea bushes that I came back in June, so very little blossom on them. The people that were here before, I do believe, you know, cut them back somewhat. I have one plant that's pretty short, so I don't know what kind they are, because that was one of the questions you had asked. I mean, they're blue, but I'm not sure that tells you much of anything. And one is lacy. So the lacy one did not bloom at all. The other two bloomed a little bit, a few blossoms on it. I've heard different things about the stems, not to take them out when you clean it out, or...
It depends on the type of hydrangea that you have. Does it have like a really, the blue, was it a big blossom or was it small?
It was kind of small.
Okay.
Yeah, they weren't tremendous.
That could just be based on the winter. The winter that we had really affected a lot of hydrangeas. What they had done was with that February thaw, it really affected the plants and made them think it was starting to be spring. And then we had nor'easter after nor'easter, and that actually really hurt the plants and did some damage to it. It seems like you might have either like a Nikko blue hydrangea, excuse me, or like if you have lace leaf, that could be twist and shout. There's also maybe a Nantucket blue that you have, which would be a round one. Those guys, a lot of them, they will bloom on old wood. What that means is it's last year's stems. So that's why on a lot of the blues, you don't want to cut the stems back, especially at this point in time. What you want to kind of do is wait in the spring. You're going to notice it's going to be sticks. You're like, all right, I can deal with the sticks for a little bit. Then it's going to take some time, and all of a sudden you're going to be like, all right, why isn't everything growing? Do I cut the sticks? What do I do? You really want to wait to see where the growth is coming from. The growth will start to pop up and refill some of those sticks. Once you really see about half the plant coming through, you'll be able to get rid of some of the sticks that are there, because those aren't going to produce any leaves or flowers this year. So the pruning is done. Usually the best time to prune any of the hydrangeas right after it flowers. So if you're looking to do, you know, to really shape it and cut it back some, you would do it right after it flowers in the summer.
Okay.
Or, you know, or depending upon the color, it could be later if it's white. The other thing that you could take a look at is maybe see if it's some of the endless summer hydrangeas. Some of the endless summer hydrangeas that will actually grow on old and new wood, where so you could cut them back in spring and still get blossoms. But it'd be hard to tell what, you know, which varieties you have. What I'd maybe suggest doing is take a couple pictures of the leaves and the stems and bringing them into a local garden center and just seeing if they might know which ones they are to help you determine when and where you can prune. That would be the easiest way to figure it out. But
good suggestion.
If there are blooms on it right now, you know, leftover blooms, you can cut those off. You don't want to leave the blooms, the blossoms, on them during the winter, because it's just going to weigh the plant down. And with, you know, if you get heavy snow or anything along those lines, it could end up doing damage to the plant. So you could cut those back at this point. If you're worried about the root system and the lower base of the plant, what you can do around Thanksgiving is put salt marsh hay around the base of it, about 12 inches up, 12 inches around the base, just to really help protect it during the winter. Any of the exposed branches that you've cut the flowers off of, You can spray some of the Wilt Stop on top of that to really help with the wind by using this anti-desiccant. So there's a couple things you can do to help benefit you going forward for next year, hoping that the winter isn't the same as we had this past year here.
Very good. Okay, that's some good advice, and I won't do too much with the hydrangeas. I'll just have to wait and see how they respond.
Yeah, it's definitely, I think that it has something to do with the weather. What you can do in the spring is fertilize it with a 10-10-10, an all-purpose fertilizer. Usually on a 10-10-10, you can do it about every 6 weeks. So you'll be able to do it 3 or 4 times during the season. You could also start off early, like beginning of April, you could use super phosphate. So the heavy middle number, a lot of times it'll be like 0.18.0 or 0.44.0. They use that as like a bloom booster. It helps the root system develop more blooms, but you need to do it earlier in the spring so it has time during the season to relocate through the plant and get those blossoms. So that could help you in the spring as well. And continuing on with the 10-10-10 during the growing season.
Very good. I appreciate all your advice. Thank you.
All right, Barbara, thank you for the phone call and good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock today to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. Do everything we can to help you out.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Nancy in New Hampshire.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Morning.
Good morning.
I have a red maple. It's probably 5 or 6 years old, but you know, at a garden store, it's a little tiny thing, maybe 3 or 4 inches circumference. And its bark, first of all, it's losing its leaves already, which seems early, and it was even losing leaves over the summer a little bit. Its bark is falling off. First it splits, and then it falls off in huge sections.
Now, whereabouts is it falling off? How far up the plant?
Up as far as the first bunch of limbs coming out. So that's probably, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 feet up.
Okay. When you go in there, is it really soft? Is the wood soft?
Oh, I didn't look.
No.
No, my husband says no, it's not.
Okay, so it's just the bark that's peeling off. It's not the inside of the tree itself?
I don't think it's the inside, but it's all of the exterior bark.
Okay.
And the and I don't know if this is meaningful, down the very bottom where the trunk meets the ground, the bottom, 3 or 4 inches, is coming out in a more bulbous way, as though it's forming new bark over the decaying bark or something.
Yeah, I don't think that has is hurting it there. What I'd be concerned about where the bark is coming off is where it being open to the inside of the plant and insects getting into it or diseases. You said you noticed leaves falling in like August and early this year?
In August, yes.
Okay,
and it stayed. It seemed to me redder, much earlier than usual. It went into its bright red mode.
Yep. So it could be a sign of stress for the tree. You know, dropping its leaves right now, I'm not completely surprised on it, just based on some of the freezes that we've had lately. You know, Thursday we had in the high 20s. It shocked some trees. And then we had some rain the past, we had some cold weather, I believe, again, Friday night. And I noticed in my yard a lot of maple leaves were just falling everywhere, too. So I'm not surprised with that part. The thing that gets me is when it's dropping leaves in, like, August and early September. Now, have you fertilized this tree at all?
Yes, we tried to fertilize it, and we tried to spray it for bugs.
Okay. Now, when did you fertilize it last? Recently?
Maybe a month ago.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to want you to do in the future is in the spring, fertilize it again. Use a Tree Tone product from Espoma. And use it. What you want to do is you want to go where the drip line of the tree is. So however far out the leaves, the branches go, that's considered the drip line. And put it into the soil around it. Usually make about four holes with like the end of the shovel. Open it up a little bit and then place about a quarter of the recommended amount in each of those holes, and then water everything in. The other thing I'd like to see you do is maybe you could take a picture of that bark where it's peeling, and maybe take a look at it, and maybe send it to us on the from our website at paulparent.com.
Oh, okay.
All the way down at the bottom it says contact us. Maybe send that picture to us and we'll take a look at it. Might take a couple days for us to take a look and do what we can to answer you. But that might give me some more information on it. But okay. I definitely think, you know, it fertilizing, that type of thing would work for it. I don't want you to use any type of pruning sealer. They sell like a sealer out there that covers up where damage is happening. I don't want to see that being used.
Okay.
Because if there's something in there, it keeps them in there. It doesn't allow like an insect out. It just seals the whole area. So that's one of the reasons why I would want to see the picture as well.
Oh, okay.
So if you could do that, that would be really helpful. And I can get you some more information to help you figure out what's going on with your maple tree.
Great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you,
Nancy. Thank you for the phone call. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll try to answer all your gardening questions the best we can.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
A little floor fell.
30 people hurt in a floor collapse at a clubhouse in Clemson, South Carolina. The first floor at the Woodlands Complex collapses into the basement as people dancing, the injured being treated at the hospital. President Trump in Elko, Nevada for a Make America Great Again rally. He's there to show support for Nevada Senator Republican Dean Heller.
In just 17 days, the people of Nevada are going to reelect Senator Dean Heller to protect your jobs, defend your borders, and to continue making America great again. That's what we're doing.
The president making the point, his policies putting Americans back to work.
More people are working in our country today than at any point in the history of our country. That's not bad.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Go right back to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Paul in Cape Cod.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hey, how you doing? I have a question about elephant ears, and if I can or how do I winterize them?
Okay, you can winterize elephant ear. You can bring them in. Usually, with the elephant ear, you want the frost to hit them just a little bit, do that work for you where it starts to, die back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you would start to dig the plant up. You want to, when you dig it up, you want to get a bunch of the root system as possible.
Okay.
So that when you overwinter it, it's not just the bulb itself again. You want to make sure that you're getting a bunch of it with the soil. So the best way to do it, cut the stems once the frost hits it to about 6 inches. Okay. Then you're gonna take the plant, the tuber itself, and take it out of the ground. Allow it to dry out a little bit. And what I mean dry out is let some of that soil fall off so that you're bringing it back down to the tuber and not, not a pot-like type plant. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So then you're going to want to, once it's dried out and all the soil's gone out, you're going to want to actually wet it, get it wet and put it into a box of or just something that you can cover with peat moss and soil, that type. Usually peat moss, because peat moss will keep the water in longer into the box.
Right.
You don't want it to, like, stay wet. You want it just to be damp at first to stick in there. You want to check it every couple weeks and see if any of the roots have rotted or if there's any rot in there, that type of thing. But you want the bulb, the tuber itself, to actually have a dormancy period. The dormancy period is usually a couple months, you know, two to 3 months. So we're talking all of November, December, January. You're probably going to want to keep it dormant a little bit longer, obviously, because in January, even on the Cape, we're still cold and have some frozen ground.
Yeah.
But you do want to add water here and there to that container that you store it in, because you want the roots to absorb the water, but it's just not as often as you would if it were in the ground or in a container outside. So that's why I would say suggest maybe every 2 weeks taking a look at it. If you find rot in there on some of the roots, get rid of that root area that is rotted, because it's just going to, the rot could grow to the rest of the plant. That's why you want to keep it damp, but not too moist. Being too wet could really affect it. But you could definitely bring it in. I'm not sure where you are on the Cape, if you've had a frost yet or a heavy frost that's really gotten those leaves cut back or gotten them back, but you, in the future week or two, you're probably going to have something that'll hit you.
Yeah, no, they still look pretty healthy, so.
Yeah, so wait until Mother Nature does her way of pruning, if you will.
Okay.
But by that first frost, that's the best way to do it.
Okay. So just straight peat moss okay in a box?
Yeah, peat moss would be fine because peat moss will retain water a little bit more for it. Will allow you to go those longer periods of time, like that two-week period.
Okay.
But it's going to retain the water in such a way that it's not going to be just water sitting there. So you don't want to, you know, put a hose or something along those in the soil. You're going to want to mist the soil. Okay. Yeah, so you can take like a spray bottle and mist the soil so that it can absorb into that and stay that way. Like I said, you want to check it every couple weeks. If you need to check it every 4 weeks, that's fine too. It's just if you're concerned that you put too much water in, that's why I would check every 2 weeks.
Okay, and where should that go? Like in the basement?
It can go in the basement or into like a garage that's going to stay. The temperatures, you want them to really be in between the 40s and 50s. So basement might be the best way. You don't want them to have too warm of a temperature, you know, 60s, 70s, and you don't want them to get frozen because the frozen could affect them long term.
Okay.
All right.
All right, great. Thank you very much.
No problem, Paul. Good luck with those, and hopefully you have those bulbs for years to come.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. You're right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
June in Plymouth.
June, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
What is the best way to overwinter potted knockout roses?
Knockout roses, I mean, the best way to really do it is make sure they're you have them in the ground, right?
No, they're potted.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said powdered. I was wondering here, does it have powdery mildew? Okay, so a potted rose. I'm sorry. So the potted rose, the best way to do it is maybe keep it underneath like a porch or keep it up against the side of a house where it's going to get some sort of protection. And then for the winter, cover around it with either mulch or salt marsh hay, and usually do that around Thanksgiving with the covering, like a mulch or salt marsh hay. That way you're not inviting, you know, rodents or insects, that type of thing, to live into that area.
Potted.
No, I understand.
Okay.
So if you take the pot, you put it up against the house or underneath a porch, and then put the salt marsh hay around it so that it protects the pot and keeps the temperature consistent. So instead of the pot being above ground, the root system's above the ground. So when the ground when outside is freezing, the roots are going to freeze easier than if they had something around it to protect it. So that's why I want you to put the salt marsh hay or the mulch around the pot for the winter. so that it can ease some of that stress in there. Obviously, some of the cold is going to get to the roots and make them go dormant, but by doing this, it's really helping protect it so it will overwinter the right way for you for next year.
Now, I have a sunroom that's heated. Would that be a good place for them?
It,
I don't know whether they had to rest or not.
Well, so they, a lot of the shrubs that we have in New England do need that dormancy period. So bringing them in, it might affect them long term. You might have some, you know, decent sized bushes growing longer, but over time you're going to have something along the lines that you might not be able to bring in. And so the plant's going to get used to having those warm temperatures throughout the season. It really does want a dormant period. And that's why I would suggest, you know, up against the side of a house.
What about in a garage?
You could put it in the garage, but it's going to need some of the sun.
Oh, okay.
Because it still needs to get the sun during the winter.
As a window.
Okay, does this, you know, is it, what kind of lights it going to get? Do you think it would get, you know, half day, quarter of the day?
The light's coming in the window all day until night.
You know, it could be fine in a shed like that to allow it to go dormant and keep the temperatures consistent.
Now, do you have to water it at all?
No, you will water it until the ground freezes outside. So once the ground is frozen, that's when you would stop on the watering. You want it to just go dormant for the winter.
So putting it in the there is a window in the shed.
That's fine. It would be like it was outside, except the temperatures were just cold.
Right. Okay.
That's what we're looking for.
Okay. And also, I have a PG hydrangea.
Okay.
Should I cut the blossoms off now or wait till spring?
I'd cut the blossoms off now just to help protect it for winter. The big blossoms on there, if it gets snow on it, gets heavy rain, it can bend the plant over and maybe rip it off of the stem. Versus having a nice fresh cut. You have just the bush form, or do you have the tree form?
Tree.
The tree form? Yeah, I'd cut some of the bigger ones off. You can always cut them now and dry them and use them in arrangements during the winter, or you can just, you know, get rid of them. But cutting some of those blossoms back, and just the blossom itself, don't do a heavy prune on it, but just cutting the flowers back is going to help it, so it's not going to put so much weight on it over the winter. You know, having snow sitting on top of it can just really flatten the tree out and really affect it.
Okay, I'm still not quite sure on the rose. Do they need a resting period?
They do.
Oh, okay. So if I put them in the shed near the window, and how about water?
No water over the winter. You want it to just be natural.
Okay, so just put them in the shed and near the window.
Yeah, I mean, the perfect situation would be to put it to keep it outside so it could get all the elements that would have just covered around the pot itself. But putting it in the shed, allow it to go dormant that way, have some of the light. We don't want it to be in a dark period, because of the dark period could really affect it and not make it survive. That's why, you know, you want to have some light in it.
So it would really be best to put it outside, leave it outside, and put the hay around it.
That's what I would do. I would, you know, put it up against, you can put it up against the house, under a deck, maybe close to the woods where if the wind isn't going to hit it as heavily, that type of thing. I'm just looking to give it some extra protection. That's why I say next to a house or under a porch, you know, where it's going to get some of that sunlight and get the elements as well.
Okay, thank you.
All right, June, thank you for the phone call.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
David in Massachusetts. And just warning, we're coming up on a break in about a minute and a half.
All right. David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Good, thanks. A couple of questions here for you. I've got a Alberta spruce still in the pot, you know, a good-sized plant, let's say a 3-4-footer, and juniper. Can I put them against the foundation of the house in a protected alcove, so to speak, in a corner?
Yes.
Where they'll definitely get the sun. I'm listening to you on these other situations. So you don't want to do anything to it. I can water it at this point.
Keep watering it until the ground freezes.
Freezes over. Yeah, okay.
And then just let nature do its thing.
And it should be okay to plant in the springtime?
It should. And like I said, just make sure you put either salt marsh hay or some mulch around the pots.
No, I heard you. I got that. I've done that.
You want to make sure that it just protects the root system. That's the biggest thing.
Itself. Now, when you come to plant, should I put anything with it at the root system at this point? Or no?
Nothing at this point.
These are in a wooden or, I don't know, they're a plastic type of pot.
Nothing at this point. It's when you go to plant it. I want you to use some sort of compost planting mix.
When you do put it in.
Yeah, use some of the Biotone starter. From
that's what I want to get, the name Biotone starter. I heard you say it.
Yeah, it's Biotone starter from Espoma.
How do you spell that last part of it? Epoma, or is it?
Espoma. E-S-P-O-M-A.
All right. Okay. Yep.
You can find that at a local garden center.
No, I know what it is. What it is. Can I stay with you? I got another quick question.
Yeah, so just hang tight with me on the other side of the break. We'll get back to you.
Thank you.
And we'll answer
thank
your
you.
Question for you.
Yep.
The
thank
phone
you.
Number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub. It's a product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with David. He had a second question that I wanted to follow up with him on. So we're going to get right back into the line so we can try to get another caller in too. David.
Very, very good. Thank you. I noticed on this in between, let me make it quick here. Espoma makes a product to get rid of existing, I call it the weed patch there, instead of putting iPod covers sometimes, you know, a black tarp over it and kill all the grass and yep. whatever is there, the weeds, this, that, and the next thing. What are they offering? Espoma calls you, it says something there. I noticed on the ad in between.
There's a... It's like a it's corn gluten for the
oh okay so it's yeah, I know okay it comes from the corn inhibiting the growth yep. around there so it, that's basically what it is it's the gluten from the corn product
yes
and Espoma what do they call that
they have a straight corn gluten product and then they have it in their spring fertilizer.
Okay, so they put it that way. Okay.
Yep.
So it's a powder.
It's a little bit bigger than powder, and it's a little bit smaller than like a heavy granule.
No, but it's not a liquid.
Type
of thing. Nope. Do they make a liquid type of deal to remove crabgrass and all of that?
I haven't seen a liquid them, an organic one.
I was just listening to the ad, so I wasn't certain how it was there.
Gotcha.
One other little quickie question. A celosia, and it's a coxcomb-shaped one. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
And I had the seed. Boy, they are tiny. They're about the size, if not, I don't even think the size of a normal pinhead, if you know what
yep.
I'm trying to say.
Yep.
Sewing pinhead. Well, how do you plant those? In the springtime, do you do it, put them out into, seeding boxes or whatever?
So you could do those in the spring, starting them inside. best way to do it is put them in water for a few days.
Okay.
Allow them to absorb the water, soften the shell, that type of thing.
Yep.
And then plant them into, you know, either peat pots or like the six pack or something along those lines to get them started. You can start them inside with like a grow light if you wanted to get them started. And then once the ground thaws and you're not getting that frost, you can put them outside. Or you could just wait until the spring.
Yeah.
One of the, if you're trying to prolong when you start them, you could take the seeds, put them in between damp paper towels, not like heavy wet, but damp paper towels.
I understand.
Put them in, put them into like a plastic bag and put them into the refrigerator for a couple months.
Really?
Let them have like a dormancy period. Yeah. Usually it's about 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
Checking on that paper towel that you put them in between and making sure there's no mold or anything along those lines. Maybe changing out the paper towel a couple times.
Sure.
That could help you. But that might be the best way to do it.
Really? So, I mean, I could even just plant them. What would be the time of normal seed growth? It's not native to this area. Is that, am I saying that right?
Yeah, so it's an annual. So putting it in the ground, I'd say the earliest would be around May 20th.
Gotcha.
Just based on when the last frost usually happens.
I understand that, yep. So that in any case, it's a, you're only going to get so much growth time, and then it's going to freeze out. Is that it?
Yes.
When it comes to, okay. And But you don't put it into anything. They're so tiny, the seeds. Do they make like a powdery type of material to plant it in?
You could use, usually potting. Most potting soils, like a seed starting, is like that. It's basically a soilless mix. It has more of your peat mosses, your vermiculites, perlites, that type of thing mixed into it, that some hummus, peat hummus, that type of thing.
Right.
So that's, it's a lighter mix. It's not that heavy mix that you would use outside for a potting soil.
No, that's what I'm saying. To me, they'll get lost. The seeds will get lost. They'll be very unhappy of them, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, and when general, just...
Go ahead.
When you do plant, make sure when you do put them in the pots, add some water to the soil first versus putting them in and then putting the seed in.
Yeah, it keeps it stable.
It keeps them in the same area. That's what I'd like to see you do.
I've been doing this for a lot of years, so.
Great.
The smallest you usually have is tomato seed, as we say.
Yep.
Tomato plant seed, Anyway, I thank you very much. You're very helpful.
David, thank you for the phone call. Good luck with all the plants.
Thank you again. Yep.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that wraps us up for today's show. If you were on the line and you wanted to have some of your questions answered, go down to the bottom of our website at paulparent.com. Go to contact us, and you can email us, and I'll do everything I can to help you in the next few days. It takes a couple days for me to get back. You have two young girls, a full-time job, and I'm doing some of this stuff too, so it takes me a little bit of time. We'll see you next week. Get out there, plant something, enjoy the week.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.